commissioners. One of the commissioners, of course, is Jamie Gorelick, and she is a member of the Continuity in Government Commission. This is an actual commission that includes many big wigs, and they are planning for continuity in government. That is, if and when the Congress of the United States is wiped out, then they are coming up with rules for how to replace the members of Congress. And they actually have a website where you could vote on how you think they should handle it. Should they have an election, or should they be appointed? Jamie Gorelick is a member of this.
Yes, and that's, by the way, that's catch-up on the, this continuity of government instant poll on what they should, how they should operate their martial law is a bit of catch-up over the fact that the Armageddon plan that was published in the Atlantic Monthly for March actually surfaced the entire 24-year rehearsed preparation for the suspension of the Constitution and the canceling of the Congress of the United States, and for the establishment of a martial law regime, for which there have been biannual and several times a year actual dry run rehearsals since 1980. And it's interesting that two of the point men that James Mann cited in his long article, a cover story in March, Atlantic Monthly, in the Armageddon plan, where Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, since 1980. And then the ABC Nightline with Ted Koppel did a special on the plan for martial law, and they had Richard Clark, and they had Edward Meese. Richard Clark, who has been sheep-dipped for us as a critic of George Bush, but in fact he has been part of the continuity for martial law preparations. And the intent, the expectation is the, again, the canceling of Congress as an institution and the setting aside of the Constitution, and for a martial law regime to be